This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. media outlets report Saudi Arabia is preparing to acknowledge the death of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. President Donald Trump, as he prepared to leave the White House for a tour of hurricane devastation in the south, said he spoke with Saudi King Salman about Khashoggi's fate.
I just spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia, who denies any knowledge of what took place with regard to, as he said, his Saudi Arabian citizen. I've asked, and he firmly denied that. I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will. But with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary.
Mr. Trump said it sounded to him as if rogue killers could have been involved. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident, after leaving his country a year ago, fearing retribution, has been critical of Saudi policy. Riyadh has denied killing the journalist. Turkish police were allowed access to the Istanbul consulate late Monday as part of a joint Turkish-Saudi team. It's an important step to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We expect transparency. We expect full clarity from investigations to be done by the Saudi authorities together and in full cooperation with the Turkish authorities.
A Turkish publication last week reported a 15-member Saudi intelligence team entered the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi did. Despite pleas from the International Red Cross, a medical aid worker held by jihadists in Nigeria was executed after the deadline for undisclosed demands were passed. Three aid workers were abducted by a group called Islamic State in West Africa, or ISWA, in March. This is VOA News. The border crossing between Jordan and Syria, closed for 3 years, was reopened Monday, a route that normally involves billions of dollars in cross-border trade involving the Gulf, Turkey, and Lebanon. The Secretary General of Syria's Chamber of Commerce, Mohamedou Hamshou, said stable security allowed an agreement to be reached to reopen the crossing with commercial benefits to both sides. Russian-backed government forces retook the border region from rebels in July. Zimbabwe's Vice President Constantino Chiwenga is receiving medical treatment for injuries sustained during a blast at a ruling party rally in June. The grenade explosion killed two and narrowly missed President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Chiwenga was a key military official in last year's ouster of longtime ruler President Robert Mugabe. In the Indian Ocean archipelago of Comoros, protesters clashed with security forces protesting President Azali Assoumani's bid to extend his rule following a July referendum. It is seen as upsetting a process of rotating the office among the nation's three main islands. The Russian Orthodox Church has decided to sever all ties with the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople of some 300 million adherents to protest its endorsement of Ukraine's request for an independent church. Russia's Orthodox Church spokesman Ilarion said the church hopes the Holy Synod will reverse what he called this illegal and anti-canonical decision. Ukraine views the decision as a vital step against Russian meddling in its affairs. Addressing the Parliament Monday before a crucial summit in Brussels on Britain's divorce from the European Union, Prime Minister Theresa May acknowledged Monday continued disagreement over a border between the EU member Ireland and UK's Northern Ireland.
The EU still requires a backstop to the backstop, effectively an insurance policy for the insurance policy. And they want this to be the Northern Ireland-only solution that they had previously proposed. We have been clear that we cannot agree to anything that threatens the integrity of our United Kingdom.
After 18 months' negotiations and Brexit looming on March 29, European Council President Donald Tusk said no agreement with London, which could disrupt trade and investment, seems more likely. Century-old retailer Sears, once a dominant feature of American life, will remain alive for now. After a bankruptcy judge approved a new financing plan through year's end, the company, which hasn't turned a profit since 2011, has suffered a decade of revenue declines and hundreds of store closures. U.S. retail sales in September barely rose 0.1% after remaining flat in August. The U.S. government closed out fiscal 2018 nearly $780 billion in the red, the highest deficit in 6 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.